Welcome to LTU Perspectives, a journey into the experiences, stories, and adventures at Lawrence Technological University, a student-hosted podcast filled with insights and the intriguing stories that embody the LTU spirit.
Welcome back to LTU Perspectives. My name is Nico Sparks, media comm student here at Lawrence Tech, proud Blue Devil. Today, we're going to be talking about a little bit more of a niche club here on campus. Today, I'm joined with Joshua Reed, president of the Rock Climbing Club. Josh, how are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you for having me again, Nico. This is very exciting. I haven't actually been on a podcast before, and being asked to go do one for LTU, you know, I was hyped. I said yes in a heartbeat, you know?
Absolutely. Well, it's awesome you being here. Appreciate it a lot. So, president of the LTU Club, how'd that come about?
Back in high school, I was one of those students that, you know, straight A's, joined every club, did everything I could because everything sounded fun. Yeah, a little bit of an overachiever. So I got to college, and I wasn't doing any sports anymore. I went from travel soccer plus three sports every season to literally only school. And I felt really empty, and I was like, you know what? I could just start a club. And so I went through all the connections I found at LTU, and eventually I found my way through them all and somehow became the president of a rock climbing club. And now I've got about 13 people in the club right now, and I've got a lot of interest in it. And I was as surprised as everybody else was. One day it was just like, by the way, you're running a club now. You should go figure out finances, set up accounts. I was like, whoa, wait, hold up. That's
hold
a lot
on
more
a
effort
minute.
Than I thought
yeah.
I needed.
Absolutely. So why rock climbing? What's your like special connection with it?
So I actually never really had that much of a special connection with rock climbing.
Really?
When I was younger, I would go for birthday parties from time to time. I've always had ADHD, and I've run up and down the walls. We had a family friend who was a bodybuilder, and my mom would always be like, oh, you can climb him. So I've always just been the type of kid that when I see a tree, I climb it. So when I figured out that rock climbing existed, it kind of just came to me naturally. I've always been a pretty skinny dude as well, so.
You got the build for it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a specific build you need for this.
Absolutely. Speaking of, what's the hardest one you can do right now? I know there's the different levels. Do you want to talk about the different levels?
So, yeah, there's two main types of climbing. I say two main types. So I started gym climbing recently. I haven't actually outdoor climbed yet, and anybody that rock climbs already will hate on me for that. But I plan on this summer I'll be going to a trip with a friend, hopefully to Arkansas, do a little bit of hiking and climbing outdoors. But on indoor climbing, there's bouldering and there's high ropes, where high ropes is a lot more of you'll need a partner, and they'll help belay you where they hold the rope on one end and you'll be climbing on the other end all the way to the top. Once you're done or once you fall, they catch you and they let you down slowly. I personally have been doing a lot of bouldering. I think it's more fun. That one, you don't use a rope at all. You'll climb somewhere around 10 to 15 feet into the air, and then there's a big like 2 to 3 foot thick pad. You'll end up falling on it whenever you're done, or if you fall during your climb, because, you know, it happens a lot.
It happens.
I like to test myself a little bit. I do grades higher than I should. But for bouldering, which I do mainly, the rating system is pretty simple. There's V0 all the way up to V, like, 13, 14, whatever higher number
Dang,
there is.
I didn't even know it went that high.
It gets really challenging.
Dang, I thought V9 was top of the top, but it gets no.
Most gyms you'll find max out somewhere around V8, 9, or 10.
Yeah, sure.
But once you go, like, some people find just, like, sheer cliffs or, like, actual boulders outdoors that have, like, no grips whatsoever. And watching these guys just climb them, they're just sticking to a wall. It's
Dang.
Crazy.
Just, like, seems impossible.
Oh, yeah. I personally have never climbed anything harder than a V5. And so for those who don't know, the scale for climbing, it's pretty arbitrary, obviously, because difficulty is, it gets as difficult as you can make it. But essentially, the best way that I've found to describe it is a V0 is more or less climbing a ladder. Every hold you get will probably get around to your second knuckle, maybe all the way up to the end of your finger.
Sure. Very, very easy. Beginners, first day stuff.
Oh, yeah. V0 is the easiest it gets. Some gyms have VB, but those are essentially the same thing.
Yeah,
VB
right.
just stands for beginner. And then as you go further, V1 is like, I like to say climbing a sideways ladder, maybe V1 and V2. If you're athletic and you've never climbed before, you'll probably be around V1 or V2, like if you've played sports and whatnot. Anything V3 and above, you'll probably need to be climbing for a month or two to like start to hit them and start to get them down. And
absolutely.
Then I've found anything V5 and above is like you'll have to actively put times towards rock climbing.
Right now, that's really professional level stuff.
Yeah, like I would say around V9 is when you start to, V9, V10 is around once you start to hit professional settings. But anywhere between V5 to V9 is probably just like, it's gone from being a weekend hobby to a, I'm going to train on weekdays because I want to get a little better at climbing. So I hover around V5. I haven't yet strived towards just working out all the time just so I can get better at climbing. It's still kind of just a fun hobby for me, and
yeah,
it's a
absolutely.
Fun little, I'm in a club, so I'll go when I get time, you know?
Totally, totally. I have been in the rock climbing club for, I think, about 2 months now, and I am proud to say that I have done my first V3 about a week ago.
That's awesome. That's
thank
amazing.
You, thank you. I appreciate it. So just a frame of reference, I've just been able to do all of the V2s, and I did one V3. So for frame of reference, a V5 to me is insane. I don't even look at it, you know? It's so really, really impressive that you can do V5s. I would totally agree that anything above, like even V4s are like way out of my league. Anything above a V4 is really impressive, and you really got to train for it. And so, yeah, that's really awesome that you can do that. You know, it's, speaking of, is there any rock climbing goals that you want to accomplish going forward?
So most of the time when I climb, as I said, I'm a big boulder person, so I climb
yeah,
for grades. Don't get me wrong, I climb for fun too. I'll go, like, you know, I'll go enjoy a V1 or a V2 from time to time, but when I climb, it's to see how much I've improved, because I'm very competitive even with myself. And so my next goal, obviously, I want to hit a V6. I've hit a V5 before.
V6, wow.
But I've only done a V5 like twice. Every other time I've tried, it's been difficult. They haven't stayed up on the route, up on the walls long enough for me to actually like consistently try them. And something for people that aren't rock climbers, a lot of the times gyms will have routes up for about a month.
Yeah.
Worth of time.
Yeah, especially the dyno, which is really good at changing them up frequently, so it
never
gets boring.
It's really nice to have new routes all the time, but it's also nice that they change sections at a time. So if there's a route that I really like that I want to practice at so I can beat it someday, I'll be able to like come back weekend after weekend for about a month until the route goes away. And so that's how I actually beat my second V5. It was just every time I went, I made sure to try that route at least like 4 or 5 times, and eventually I just got it. I was able to get to the top.
Yeah, how's that feeling of, you know, on a V5, I can't even imagine, going from where you're stuck at to going to, like, the next rock?
Honestly, it's such a weird feeling, because you get up to the wall and you try it, and most of the time you'll have to, a lot of them will have little jumps or moves that, like, you're trying to hold on to a really small piece with one hand, and so you just fall off because you just don't have the strength
right,
to or
totally.
The technique to. And then one time, like, I'll not get it one weekend. I'll do nothing all week. I'll show up the next weekend, and I'll just grab the next hold, and I'm like, oh, now I got to figure out how to get to the next one. And so then I'm sitting at that next hold for, like, 30 seconds just staring at the next hold like, how do I do this one?
How do you get from here to there?
Yeah, it's really just surprising to me.
So pivoting off of rock climbing, kind of into your personal life, talking about you being an overachiever, what's some other things you've been doing?
So when I got to college, I'm still only a sophomore right now. So I say when I
sophomore
got to college,
and
like
president
it was a while
of a
ago.
Club already. Wow.
I had the club up and running by my second semester freshman year. And so now it's just kind of making sure finances are situated at the start of each semester. Because
totally.
Unfortunately, it's a little bit of a pricey club, you know, to go get memberships at an indoor gym and whatnot. But otherwise, when I got to school, I joined a fraternity right away my first semester here, Alpha Sigma Phi.
Wow, nice.
Greek life at LTU, I'd highly recommend it. It's really fun to be a part of. I know that there's a lot of worries. A lot of people are like, oh, frats, don't they like haze people? Aren't they scary? at LTU, especially because we're a really small school, it's a lot. I like to describe it as a lot of, like, I just hang out with my friends, a lot of the boys just kind of getting together, having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's probably, other than rock climbing, that's my biggest activity at LTU. I even live in, we recently got a fraternity house off campus about 10 minutes away, and I live in the master bedroom with one of my friends.
Wow, congratulations. Sophomore at a frat and already in the master bedroom. Wow, moving up in the world.
We share the master, you know. You can cram two guys in there if you try.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So what about academics? That must be a crazy load. Running a club, being a part of the frat. What's your major?
I will be getting a dual major in physics and mathematics. I want to go into particle physics, quantum mechanics. That's ideally the goal. I see no reason why I can't yet. I'm starting to get to some higher advanced classes. Like, I'm taking contemporary physics right now. And I had class earlier today, and we were talking about elementary particles and just what happens when they collide with each other and whatnot. So starting to really dig deep into my major, and that's definitely taken up a lot of time from school.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Those higher level classes, they start to get really difficult.
So how do you balance contemporary physics in the morning and then rock climbing at night? That's a full schedule.
You know, I find that just athletics in general tends to help with schoolwork all around. Recently, I've been sick for a little while, so I haven't been climbing. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I haven't been climbing in like a month or so, but I have been doing a little bit of volleyball in the field house. As a fraternity, we've realized that when you do athletics, it helps you sleep, it helps you focus in school. It's just all around helps every aspect of your life. And so as a fraternity, we've been trying to get more active people into open gym times. I've been trying to get a lot of the guys from the fraternity to come out rock climbing with us. In fact, two of them actually ended up joining the club, but the rest of them are, I can get them in for free some days just because I have a membership.
Sure.
And so I'll take a random guy each month and be like, hey, you've never been climbing before. Come try this out. And
one of the perks of the rock climbing club.
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, you couldn't be possibly doing anything else, right? You don't have any jobs on top of this, do you?
I do actually have a job outside of school. I have to work weekends because, you know, all the weekdays are committed to school.
Sure,
school work.
crammed as tight as you can get them, right?
Yeah, but on the weekend, I do work as an axe throwing coach at the Hub in Auburn Hills. Not a job title you hear too often. I was very surprised that I ended up becoming an axe throwing coach.
Totally. Wow.
Yeah. My mom had been trying to convince me for a long while. Well, trying to convince me. Had to wait until I was 18 years old in order to go axe throwing. And I showed up. I went axe throwing. And our coach that day was like, wow, you're pretty good at this. Have you ever considered being an axe throwing coach? All you got to do, you got to be social so that you can talk to people because that's how you make your tips.
Got that down.
And then you got to be able to throw axes and you got to be able to teach people how to throw axes. And I was like, you know, those all sound like things I can do. So I applied, I showed up, I got the job. And now my job is literally sitting around talking to people. It's pretty great. I honestly couldn't have asked for anything better.
That's
although
awesome.
It takes up a lot of time on the weekends.
Sure, totally. Wow, so what a full schedule. So for anybody who's wanting to get into the LTU Rock Climbing Club, what's your pitch for them?
I would say, especially if you're not doing anything athletic, definitely find something to do. Like, even if it's not the Rock Climbing Club, if you decide to go to the field house at open gym times, if you decide to get your own membership at, like, Planet Fitness and just start working out, I'd recommend everybody should be doing something at least a little athletic with their lives, especially when trying to balance their whole workload, school load all together. It may take like an hour out of your day, but that's only an hour, and it will help you focus. It will help you be way more productive, and it even helps you sleep better, which will help you wake up the next day and have more time to yourself. You don't need to sleep as long to feel as energized, you know?
Totally. That exercise helping you with your higher academics, that's really awesome. If somebody wanted to join the LTU Rock Climbing Club, what would they have to do?
All they would have to do is shoot me an email at my school email, jreed1@ltu.edu. Just say, hey, I'm interested in the Rock Climbing Club. And at the start of each semester is when we do our big recruiting. And then I go to Dino, and their owner, who's actually named Dino, which is kind of funny in my opinion.
Dino's Dino. Yep. Dino's Dino.
And all I do is I go up to him at the start of every semester. I give him a head count, and normally it's about $100 for a membership per person, and the membership will last for 3 months. So for 3 months, you can go any day you want to. They have a gym, a workout gym upstairs. They have rock climbing downstairs and upstairs because, you know, it kind of stretches pretty high sometimes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's just any time you want to, you can bring in a friend who's never climbed before as well completely for free. But if they have climbed at Dino before, then you can no longer bring them in for free. It's kind of like a one-time use. But I always say, like, for people that aren't interested in weightlifting, like, it gets a little boring or repetitive. People like me, I get a little bored doing the same thing over and over again. I like to go rock climbing to get in my athletics. And if you're ever worried about going alone, you can always bring in friends.
Absolutely. So if anybody's interested in joining the L2 Rock Climbing Club, email jreid1@ltu.edu. That is jreid1@ltu.edu. I got that correct, didn't I?
Yes.
Awesome. Good deal. And normally for a membership at Dino, it is, or Dino, it is $90 a month. Is that right? Something like that?
Normally for a membership, there's if you're not a part of the club or getting any special deals, there's a $50 down payment, I believe, and then it's $89 per month. And if you decide to join through LTU, through me, I'm actually getting a little bit of money from the athletic department because they love to promote healthy lifestyle, healthy fitness. And with that money and with the deal I get from Dino, where it's a straight $200 for 3 months of membership, combined together, that normally ends up around $100. So if you're looking to try it out, you can get a day pass once for about $25 with rentals included. And then if you decide you like it, the best deal you can find, LTU Rock Climbing Club, email me and I'll get you the best possible deal.
Absolutely. That's no down payment and $100 for 3 months of climbing. Really a fantastic deal here for our LTU students. Well, thank you so much, Josh, for coming on. It's both of our first times. Well, your first time being on a podcast, my first time hosting a podcast. How do you think it went?
I think this was very fun, you know, just kind of sitting here talking. It reminds me a lot of axe throwing, you know. I just get to sit here and socialize. I'll never complain about that.
There you go. You're trained for it.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been L2 Perspectives. Nico Sparks signing out.